Do you remember this from 26 years ago? Leanne Rimes has been a mainstay on the airwaves and screens for years, and after a five-year hiatus, she's back with a new album titled God's Work.
Maybe you're not the only one who's lonely. Just take a look around and you'll see. Stop looking down, there's friends around you. Think are strangers. Start with the heart.
That's Leanne Rimes' new song, The Only. And as you can hear, it's a whole new sound for industry legend who joins me now from LA. Leanne Rimes, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much.
This album has been years in the making. Why was it important that you take your time with it?
Oh, well, I had plenty of it, as we all did, over the past, 3 years. We started this record in early 2019, and then life happened. And, I think life as it unfolded really did influence the material on the record. And we were really influenced by everything we were going through as a collective. And, I think all of the perception of our worlds crumbled. And, we're sitting in this place where we have an opportunity to create a better world for one another with more loving and more compassionate world. And I think this album really kind of supports that and starts to make us kind of question everything that we've, all the mental constructs that we've, been fed throughout our life. And how do we create a more connected world full of community and love? And so, yeah, I think life just kind of had to unfold the way that it did for this record to be influenced.
And there are some new sounds your older fans might not expect. What was it like exploring new genres?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been very genre bending. I started out in country, but most of my biggest hits, I guess, have been pop crossovers. And I just grew up with kind of no boundaries when it comes to music. So for me, for this record, I really wanted to kind of explore different world grooves and rhythm. I love rhythm. I love drums. That's kind of the direction we took. I was inspired by that. And, as you hear with The Only, Ziggy Marley joined me on that song along with Ben Harper and Lettucey, it's kind of an eclectic group of people. We explore things from a reggae sound to all sorts of different world groups on the record. So yeah, I'm kind of one of those people that if I seem to fit in a box for too long, I like to break out of it. So I loved being able to kind of just envision whatever felt good on this album, honestly, and run with it.
Now, you wrote and co-produced this new album and you worked hard to create an all-female team. How did this differ to your previous experiences in creating music? Did it change the sort of process for you?
Oh, this album, and I think it's, as an artist, I kind of reveal a little more about myself with every record. And I definitely think I've pulled back many different layers of myself and revealed different pieces of myself on this record, more so than ever. So creating a team around me that felt really nurturing was really important to me. Being in the studio, I would sit and cry recording these songs, and everyone was moved in the studio. And just to have people that are around that are willing to be that vulnerable with me, it just creates a completely different environment. So, there's so many women, behind, the soundboard, mixers, engineers that, never get talked about and honestly don't even get the jobs half the time. So it was important for me to uplift their voices and to put their work, in the forefront of this record.
And your album features a song titled Wild, and it's got a pretty strong message about female empowerment, about overcoming the patriarchy. There's so much in this song. Take me through what inspired the song And, you know, obviously, well, I can guess as a woman, but yes. I'd like you to tell me.
Yeah, totally. The Wild is probably one of the most revealing songs on this record. And I wanted to explore, I guess, the whole record in itself. I wanted to take people on an emotional ride of exploring all the parts of ourselves that are maybe deemed, you know, inappropriate or not pretty or, you know, not polite. And I think as women, especially, you know, our anger and our rage and our own sexuality has not been deemed appropriate a lot of the time. And so when I started to dig into all my feelings around those pieces, you know, growing up in this patriarchal world as a woman, you know, this is a narrative that has played out for since the dawn of time. Like, this is nothing new. But it was just a real exploration for myself of like how I deeply felt about, you know, these labels and the expectations that have been placed upon us as women, the pieces of ourselves that we've had to omit and cut off in order to fit into this society. And it really is a, you know, a rally cry, you know, to invite women back to the totality of themselves, you know, to utilize that rage that lives within us all to, you know, come back into our wholeness, to uplift one another. It's just it's a real honest look at what it feels like to be a woman over, you know, generations. So I hope it's empowering for women. Like, we've been playing this live and to see women, you know, in the front row just bawling their eyes out because, you know, it's such a primal feeling, I think, as women that we all feel in some way, shape, or form. And to be able to give words to that through my art and to see how it affects other women, you know, I think it's so liberating. So, yeah, I know it was liberating for me to create something like that.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us and our audience this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
That's Leanne Rimes.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.